All right, welcome to show number 77 of the Fillers Online Music Program. This week's theme is loosely built around the stereo concept. So we're going to go ahead and get started with a couple songs that have the word stereo in their title. The first one is going to be that great Pavement song titled Stereo. Comes off of Bright in the Corners. So let's get started.
They tend to wiggle when they walk. The infrastructure rots, and the owners hate the jocks with their agents and their dates. If the signature's a check,
you'll just have to wait.
And we're counting up the instants that we save. Tired nation so depraved. From the cheap seats, see us wave to the camera. It took a giant ramrod to raise the demon settlement. But hi-ho, silver ride.
Alright, that was Pavement with the track Stereo, the opening track of their album Bright in the Corners, which was released way, almost 10 years ago back in 1997 there on Matador Records. Pavement, of course, no longer around, but you've got Stephen Malkmus and the Jicks, who he's rounded up a few tour dates just yesterday, Saturday, January 20th in Portland. Has a couple lined up for February 10th and 11th. The 10th is going to be at the Plug Awards in New York City. And then on the 11th, a Sunday, he's going to be performing at Maxwell's in Hoboken, New Jersey. Looks like he's also scheduled to play the Longarado Music Festival on Friday, March 9th, which is going to be down in Florida. Keep your eyes on StephenMalkmus.com. It looks like there isn't really much of a website now. A new site is coming soon, apparently. But the message boards are still available. And you can always find tour dates and things like that over at MatadorRecords.com, which is Stephen Malkmus' label. And so be sure to check that out. Up next, we're going to hear from the band Despistado, and this track is called Hi-Fi Stereo. It comes off of their self-titled EP, which was released back in 2002. We'll be right back. Princess Pistato, a great Canadian band there. They actually are no longer together. They broke up way back in 2004. And I was looking back at, I did a review of their EP, The Emergency Response, I guess probably back in 2004. And I was reading it there. And this is must be around the time that Eric Gagne of the Dodgers was in his heyday, because my whole first paragraph is talking about how I like things from Canada, like Eric Gagne, and how he is awesome and can throw the ball very fast. I'll have a link to that review in the playlist. It's kind of funny to look back at it now, and it's just kind of funny. But yeah, so Despistado, they're from Canada. They broke up back in 2004. The bass player Joel Passmore is actually involved in a new project by the name of Sylvie, which you can find over at sylviemusic.com. That's S-Y-L-V-I-E music.com. Be sure to check that out. They got a video for their song Rise and Fall, which will play when you visit the page, so you can check out some music from them. And Despistado, well, you can hear a track from their The Emergency Response EP if you go to their MySpace page over at myspace.com/Despistado. They linked to their website there, which was Despistado Music, but looks like I can't figure what the hell is going on there. It's like, it just seems like a bunch of crap. It seems like someone bought the domain after it was, you know, they probably broke up, the domain runs out, someone picks it up and throws all this crap on there, which I hate, but hey, it happens. Looks like Sylvie, the band, is also on MySpace at myspace.com/SylvieMusic. So, yeah, that's a band that no longer exists. But that song was called Hi-Fi Stereo, and it comes off of their self-titled EP, Despistado, which came out in 2002. Okay? So, yeah, looks like we're just starting out with two bands that don't exist anymore. It's kind of a sad way to start. And, actually, I'm going to continue that with the next track. We're going to go ahead and start out now with a track from The Promise Ring. It's called Make Me a Mixtape off of the Electric Pink EP. You might be saying, well, Phil, what the hell does that have to do with the stereo? Well, you gotta have some tunes to play on the stereo. And what better to pop in than a mixtape that someone has made for you? So here we go. This is The Promise Ring with Make Me a Mixtape off of the Electric Pink EP.
You reminded me that I would never be 22. Listening to the alarm, waking up South and North Avenue. My skin is gonna wonder what I'm doing now. My skin is gonna wonder what I am doing now. So write me a letter and tell me where you are, how to get there, and how long that it takes to take me some song. Make me a mixtape, something old and something new, something I said that we did that reminds me of you. Make me a mixtape that makes me yours. My skin is gonna wonder what I'm doing now. My skin is gonna wonder what I am doing now. So write me a letter and tell me where you are, how to get there, and how long that it takes to take me some sun. Something old and something new, something I said that we did that reminds me of you. Make me a mistake that makes me yours. Make me a mixtape, don't leave out Hughes Gurdue. Put something on that the Cars did in 1982. Make me a mixtape that brings me closer to you. Make me a mixtape that brings me closer to you. Make me a mixtape, don't leave out you.
Alright, so first we heard from The Promising with the track Make Me a Mixtape off the Electric Pink EP, and then we heard finally from a band that is still together, the Kathy Santonis out of Chicago with the track Your Cassettes, the opening track off of their Kathy Santonis EP, which they put out last year. You've heard that one a couple of times, once in the demo form and then once from the EP. Great track from that band, and definitely won't regret putting them on Your Cassette mixtape for whoever. The only thing you may regret is if you make mixtapes for other people and you fail to make one for your girlfriend, because that this comes up a lot. Not so much as much anymore, but it comes up every once in a while when I'm out with my girlfriend traveling about. And yesterday we had an awesome day of fun in Seattle. I don't know if you know this, but the Seattle Art Museum opened a new sculpture park, 8 acres of sculpture parkness in downtown Seattle on the waterfront there at the north end of all the piers. It was very awesome. If you're in Seattle, I recommend checking it out. If you can check it out at night, that's actually really cool too, because they have an installation that is involves lasers, and things that involve lasers are pretty awesome. And so it's a green laser, and it's set up on a plane just slightly above the ground. They have sort of a amphitheater there. And in each level, there's like a plot of grass. And so the laser sort of cuts across the top of a plane of grass. So only certain blades are high enough. So it looks like the grass is actually glowing, which is pretty cool. So, and they had kind of lame teen night, which is kind of funny. I mean, it wasn't lame. It's always cool to have activities for the kids. But it was just a bunch of people in the pavilion and stuff. But they have this one really cool thing where it's just this huge tree trunk. And it's in this enclosed area, and it looks like it's, mist is being sprayed on, so it's going to be sort of growing mushrooms and whatever else grow on tree trunks, sort of like a living sculpture type of thing. And it's very cool, very cool space. So if you're in downtown, if you're in Seattle or the area, go check that out, the Olympic Sculpture Park over in Seattle. And then after that, we went to the skateboard shop, picked up some new big soft wheels for my girlfriend's skateboard for riding down on the sidewalk and stuff. And yeah. And so we went to the skateboard shop, and then we checked out this cool pizza place in Ballard, although it was $2.50 for a slice of cheese, which I think is a ripoff. I think a slice of cheese should be no more than $1.50, which you'll never find anywhere, but definitely no more than $2. Come on, $2.50? That's ridiculous. And but there's this really cool chocolate factory in Fremont, which is a district in Seattle, on 35th and Finney. It's called Theo Chocolates. And it is actually the only fair trade organic chocolate factory that goes from bean to bar. And there's actually only two other companies in the United States that take chocolate from bean to bar. The other two being Hershey's and Nestle, which is, you know, and then there's these guys who are a super tiny shop. They have like a tour you could take for $5. They do them twice a day, Sunday through Saturday, at 1 p.m. and 3 p.m. It's very cool. There's lots of samples. They have, I guess, two lines of chocolate, really. They've got the Finney bar, which is like some of their playful, experimental type chocolates. And then you've got the Theo bar, which is more serious, dark chocolate. At the end of the tour, I even tried something that was like 91% cacao. And that was a little too intense. The 84%, though, is still remarkably tasty. And some of the more experimental flavors they have, I actually really enjoyed the bread chocolate. And so when they're tempering the chocolate, they mix in this bread, which they get from a local organic bakery. And yeah, it just had a good texture to it. It was a little crunchy. And they also make something that's called nib brittle, which is like after you roast the chocolate, roast the bean, the shell sort of falls away and it leaves this nib. And then so they roast it again and they put it in this bar. It's called nib brittle. And it's pretty tasty. It's Theo Chocolates. I think it's Theo Chocolates, theochocolate.com. If you're in the Seattle area, you're looking for something not the typical touristy kind of thing to do, take a tour of this factory. It's organic fair trade and specialty chocolate. They also had a great sort of peanut butter cup kind of thing, one of their confections that they do. So that was fun. And then hung out and went back to the sculpture park to see the progress on the ice sculpture, which is pretty interesting to see. And there's actually a guy there who does bucket drumming, except it's all linked through this whole process thing and a couple of laptops. And he has like a chaos pad and all that crap, which is pretty interesting because he's doing buckets, but then he's also got it going through this stuff. And then it's all like on a shopping cart, which is also interesting too, because he's obviously, you know, not, I don't know, whatever. I just wonder about the shopping cart. Yeah, and then we went to Shorty's, which is an awesome bar in Seattle, and they have like lots of pinball games. We didn't play any pinball, but we did play four rounds of Erotic Photo Hunt, which is a great game where you try to find the differences between the two pictures, and it's a touch screen. And yeah, got number one score on that, which isn't too hard because I'm awesome and my girlfriend's awesome at that game. So, you know, whatever. We'll just kick everybody's ass. And I wish they never reset the score because our score would definitely always be on top. Haven't cracked the 400,000 point mark yet, but it'll happen one day. It'll happen. And then I'm trying to think. Oh, after that, we went to Frites, which is this great Belgian fry place up on Capitol Hill in Seattle as well. So it was just action-packed. Over 12 hours of Seattle fun yesterday. So a bit burnt out today. I'm drinking, actually. Well, I'll talk about this after my next set because I'm just talking way too much. So, up next, okay, so now we've got the stereo itself. We've covered what we're going to play on the stereo, you know, a great track by a mixtape, you know, from the Promise Ring there, and then the Kathy Santonis are also on your cassettes. And so now we've got to get that music that's on those mixtapes and cassettes out of the stereo to something. So, what's required? You got inputs and outputs, and you've got, you know, wires. So, first we're going to hear from Tiger Bear Wolf with the track Input Output off of their self-titled album. I played a track from them last week and I said I was gonna play this one this week. Well, I'm following up. I'm sticking to what I said. And this is a great track. And then after that, we're going to hear from Arches of Loaf, a great, great band, a live version of their album, Strangled by the Stereo Wire.
Down in a rush of irreversible lies, cold so thick that the
Okay, so that was a live recording of the track Strangled by the Stereo Wire from Archers of Loaf. That was from the album, live album, Seconds Before the Accident, which that concert was recorded back in 98 and then I believe released as the album in 2000 after the band had actually broken up. It was recorded in Chapel Hill, North Carolina, where the band is from, and the album version of that song can be found as the opening track on All the Nation's Airports. I'd say most, you know, you got Eric Bachman from the group who's doing his solo sort of thing right now. He did a deal as Crooked Fingers as well, so be sure to check those out. I have links on the playlist over at thefiller.com/podcast to find out more about the band. And before that, we heard from Tiger Bear Wolf with Input Output off of their self-titled album. They're also from North Carolina, actually, and, well, you heard from them last week as well, so I'll just kind of keep quiet on it. If you want to find out more, go to the playlist and find the links to the MySpace pages, label pages, band pages, and all that stuff over there. So, before I got into that, I was going to talk about what I'm drinking. I might have mentioned it before. I'm drinking this certified organic soda called Blue Sky. It's a New Century Cola, and, actually really enjoy it. You know, if you look like at a Coke can or something and there's like a million ingredients, there's only 5 ingredients in this nice, delicious cola product that I know won't kill me. It's not sweetened with like that, what do they sweeten that Coca-Cola with? Corn syrup or whatever the hell it is. It's actually just real cane sugar that's sweetening this, and it is delicious, let me tell you. So, you can find it usually in, like, the natural foods section of the grocery store. It's called Blue Sky. They have it at Whole Foods, and they even have it at Safeway. So I'd recommend checking it out if you want some real natural cola flavor. And, yeah. But whatever. Just thought I'd tell you about that because I think it's delicious. So it'd be great to go along with your natural, organic Theo chocolate as well. Although, interestingly, they use 2 different types of sugar to produce the chocolate. They use the cane sugar for the Finny bars, because that's more of a sweeter type of flavor, so that, you know, it's more about the flavors in that type of bar, so they use the cane sugar. And then for the Theo chocolate, which is more about just spotlighting the chocolate, they use the beet sugar, because apparently that sweetens it, but it doesn't alter the taste or something like that. Go on the tour, as I said, of course. I have links to the soda and the chocolate and all, and the museum and stuff in the playlist over at thefiller.com/podcast, just to jazz it up a little bit with something fun for you to check out. All right. Up next, well, we're going to hear from Pretty Girls Make Graves with a track called Speakers Push the Air off of their album Good Health, which was released back in 2002 on Lookout Records, because, you know, once you've got the wires going out of the stereo, they go to the speakers, and the sound comes out, and the air gets pushed, and you hear it, and it's awesome. So, this is nearing the end of our show today. We're not quite done yet, though, so don't leave after this track. This is Pretty Girls Make Graves, with Speakers Push Air.
You remember what the music meant? Yeah. Do you remember what the music meant? Yeah. Do you remember what the music meant? Yeah.
All right, that was Pretty Girls Make Graves with the track Speakers Push the Air. And before we get to the next track and close things out a bit, I'm actually going to, you know, we're talking about stereos, and it's always tempting to listen to things a little bit too loud. And one thing I always had to do in college when at the college radio station there is every hour we were required to play a public service announcement. So since we're talking about stereos and listening to music, and it always is tempting to listen a little bit too loud, I'm going to play a PSA from Here, which is on the web at hearnet.com. They're sort of like a group that promotes, you know, protecting your hearing and things like that. So I'm going to play a fun one here. Here's one from Lars Ulrich of Metallica.
Hi, I'm Lars Ulrich from Metallica. You know, protecting your hearing may not be something that you're thinking a lot about right now, but take it from me that after a few years of being exposed to loud music and other such things, that hearing loss and a constant ringing in your ears have become a problem for me and could also become a problem for you. If you want more information about this, call the Hear Hotline. The number is 415-773-9590.
Okay, and I'm not calling that one a fun one because it is a serious issue. Hearing loss is is very serious. I'm calling it a fun one because it's Lars Ulrich, and because of that whole Napster thing, I just don't like Lars Ulrich. I don't care how fast his foot can twitch on the bass drum and he can, you know, do that whole thing, but yeah. So, whatever, but that's still very serious, so be sure to go check out the hearnet.com. To find out more about ways you can protect your hearing and things like that. And don't listen to the music too loud on your stereo. So we're out now to our last track of the podcast. And we're going to hear from the Rewinds with the track Ghost Riders off of their self-titled album, which was released last year on Livewire Records. And as I mentioned last week, we're having a contest. Suggest a theme for the show to me, either by email at phil@thefiller.com. That's Phil with two L's, and the filler is spelled with a P-H. Or you can leave a comment on the playlist page at thefiller.com/podcast. Or you can leave a voicemail for me at 206-202-2954 with your suggestion there. And or just, you know, leave a comment. Any response is counted as an entry because we have two signed copies of this album from the Rewinds provided very generously by JP from Livewire Recordings. So thank him. I thank you, JP, very much. And you should thank him as well for putting out some great music and helping support the filler by providing some copies of an album to be given away for this awesome contest that we're having. So be sure to start entering. And I don't know, I'm not sure when it'll end because, you know, sometimes it takes people, like I'm always 1 or 2 weeks behind on listening to podcasts. So it might be a while before people even get to this episode. So I'll close it probably at the end of February is my guess, but who knows? It depends. And hopefully we get some awesome ideas and I can act on those. So this is we're now going to hear from the Rewinds with the track Ghost Riders. Thank you very much for listening. Be sure to check out the playlist at thefiller.com/podcast for links to the band sites, label sites, links to purchase the albums, MySpace pages, and if available, the MP3 tracks. So you can actually download those if you like them and make your own mixtape with them and pop them in your stereo. So I hope you're enjoying these themes, and thanks very much for listening to the Filler's Online Music Program, show number 77, Stereo.
Get in the car, it's on go for it. Days will aren't you ever going? Ghost Riders, 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 Riders. On your
Bye.